Today's Bible verse is Mark chapter 16, verse 15-20. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. Jesus had died on the cross and risen. He appeared to the disciples and said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." The words are not only for the disciples, but for all people who believe Jesus Christ. For 2,000 years, Christians have kept and inherited like us a Christian motto. Though the phrase doesn't force us to preach the gospel, just our passion for mission work gush out from our heart naturally, like spring water. It seems as when you find a reasonable restaurant serving delicious meal, we would be delighted to do so. We experience spiritual miracles in my body and soul. This morning, I'm going to tell you my experience of my spring water-like mission work, giving testimony. First, this was I experienced in an airplane to be back to Japan after I got baptized in America. I was 21 years old. I met a certain woman and heard the sitting next to me in the airplane. The woman was around 30 years old, and the girl was elementary school, maybe second or third grade. Before the night, I leave America. I was prayed by my friend who went to Russia and Kazakhstan together for a month as a short-term mission team. After prayer, Tenants is the name of my friend. He played football and very big man, and he told to me, God showed him a Bible part for me. The part is Genesis 12. First through third. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So this part, famous part, but I haven't read the Bible much. I didn't know the Bible well. So I didn't know the first famous part, and God told to Abram, at all. Then I replied to Terence, I got it. Tomorrow I'm gonna read on the airplane. And I read the Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3 on the airplane. At that time, I wonder how I can convince my father to enter a seminary school because he wasn't Christian yet. So I thought I need to leave my father. So Genesis 12 was like that. Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land. I will show you. Which verse was perfect words for me. I was amazed. Then I read and prayed again and again. Then a Japanese woman sitting next to my seat asked me, what book are you reading? I answered, it's the Bible. And I told that I had been to America because I experienced a setback. And I met Jesus Christ, and it was amazing. And I talked to the woman. Passionately, nothing is worse than unbelieving. Then she talked to me about herself. She's married, she left her husband in Japan, and she and her daughter went to California to study English about 6 months. Might be 1 year or more, I can't remember well, but and that time she returned home for the first time since she went to America. And she took private lesson in America, and her private English teacher in America, he said to her that he likes her. So her heart was shaking. She wondered what she should do with the teacher and how she can meet her husband. She worried about them. And quickly I said, don't do that. Satan is all out to break a family apart. If you fall into such a relationship, you will play into Satan's hand. And she listened to my word, surprisingly. And she asked me what book I read. And I want to give a Bible to her, but I didn't know Gideon International, and free Bible books issued by Gideon, or I didn't have such Bible books. Then the airplane arrived at Narita Airport. I'm a student. I said, I'm a student of University of Tsukuba and Korean. I need to find my church from now. I'm happy if I can meet you again. At least, please buy a Bible and read it. And please be sure to find a church and go there. We got off airplane and said goodbye. Then I almost forgot that her and read by the Genesis verse. And 4 years later, I was read to seminary school in Korea, and I started to work at Wahe Church in Seoul as an evangelist. And someday, the woman I met that the woman's story comes to the church. Who brought the story? Who is Park Sonju, Pastor Park Sonju, who gave a message at Tsujiura Megumi Church's 65 years anniversary. And Wahei Church is his mother church. And the woman on the airplane, after we met, she brought a Bible and read and began to go to church and became a Christian. And she is finding me. But she only knows my feature is Korean Christian who goes to University of Tsukuba with a shaved head, big, wearing glasses, and suspicious appearance. Well, if you know the things, you would find me already. She talked my feature to Pastor Park Sonju, working at Tsukuba Kibo Church, and he realized instantly the man is me, Hon Toyoka's. Then Pastor Park told the chief pastor a month, and I was I know the woman is finding me in morning service on Sunday. I was surprised, and I believed a spiritual guidance and talked. The conversation led a woman to Jesus Christ. I was so happy and wondered. After I came back to Japan, I was really happy to meet Jesus and I could believe Jesus Christ. I told every my friends, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And some friends said, after he came back from America, he became strange, but he looks so good. And I started to have a meeting called Bible Study on Thursday, every Thursday, in my flat. I didn't use Japanese because Japanese will be too formal and too suspicious sometimes, so I use English, playing guitar and praising and reading the Bible in English, and I gave message in Japanese. Pastor Sane gave message about Roman, so I heard his message on Sunday and summarized and gave the message in the family Bible class. And after that, I cooked kimchi jjigae and white rice or hot hot noodle with my mother's made kimchi. Interesting thing is my classmate brought sake Japanese alcohol beverage sake because she thought it would be a kind of party. But do not get drink on wine which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, the Bible said. So we didn't drink. We didn't And the two students got baptized from their family Bible class. It was so great joy for me, and I really appreciate it. And at that time, I knew Gideon's Bible, and I gave the Bible to people who need. And let me talk another story. My hobby is surfing. We use 3 meters tall longboard. And do you know the longboard surfing champion of Ibaraki in 2018? Our church's member, Mr. Masaaki Yamaguchi, he is a prefecture representative of Ibaraki this year. He played in all Japan competition. He was led to Tsujiura Megumi Church 10 years ago. But first, he met Jesus in junior high school student. He was distributed a Bible by Gideon members, and I read the Bible book. And he felt something from Bible verse. And 20 years later, Bible word led him to the church and got baptized. Until sowed seeds sprouted. It took 20 years, but seeds are sowed, then sprouted. Seeds wouldn't sprout without sowed. Gideon International's members are mighty warriors. They are putting the words into practice. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Gideon International's name are named from Judges Gideon. Do you know who is Gideon? Let's look at Judges chapter 6. Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. Gideon asked to God. He didn't have experience. He was young and he was weak. He told to God. I think his self-evaluation might be very low. And when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? God said, you are a mighty warrior because I am with you and I'm sending you so you can Israel, you can save Israel out of Midian's hand. God said, Japan is full of visible human creations, artificial wealth, but people's souls are dried, thirsty. In spiritual, they are not free. They are restricted and want to be free. Then, weak but mighty warrior Christian. Just 1% of Japanese. We are weak. We are not enough wealthy. We don't have experience. Then we are weak. But God said to us, you are a mighty warrior. If you are weak, then my power will be appeared. I'm sending you. So save Japanese out. Save world people out of this world. Do you think this is my hallucination? Just one Bible, just one Christian, just one testimony, just one time worship, people will be helped, people will be saved. I believe we are not weak because God with us, God's power will be appeared. And let's work with Gideon members and experience our weakness in our weakness we can show God's power. Let's pray.